Good afternoon. The barometric pressure is quickly rising behind that storm that brought all the rain earlier in the week. As the storm continues to depart to the north and east, the wind will be gusty throughout the remainder of the day, at times over 30 miles per hour. This is driving in much colder air, and many places dropped back into the teens and lower 20s this morning and are only recovering into the middle and upper 20s, with some places maybe touching the lower 30s by later on in the afternoon. Despite the temperatures modestly climbing, wind chill values will still be very cold and in most cases hover around 10 above for the afternoon. Skies will clear out tonight and the winds will gradually diminish. This will allow temperatures to drop back quickly through the 20s and into the lower to mid-teens on average by sunrise. This will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds for the day on Saturday. The wind will flip around to the south-southwest around the backside of high pressure, and temperatures will manage to get back into the middle 30s. We'll continue this upward swing on Sunday. We'll keep it dry with high pressure in control and a mix of sun and clouds and high temperatures right around 50. A weak disturbance will approach Sunday night and Monday morning with a few rain or snow showers. Temperatures will pull back into the lower 40s on Monday. We'll stay in the 40s with dry weather on Tuesday. High pressure will keep it dry, but still plenty of clouds will make their way back into the region. And the next storm, which will be a bit more potent, will head our way on Wednesday. Right now, it looks like we'll be on the milder side of the storm, so rain is likely on Wednesday during the day with highs in the mid-40s before blustery and colder weather returns on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today as the storm in the eastern United States lifts past the Canadian Maritimes, winter weather advisories will be allowed to expire for the Appalachian Mountains. Only minor amounts of additional accumulation are possible. Meanwhile, a cold front approaching the west coast will move inland to the Great Basin by tomorrow evening. A plume of moisture will accompany the boundary today, producing rain along the coast from Washington to Northern California. As the upper-level energy comes onshore, the low-level flow will come off the ocean and the rain will expand farther inland to parts of the northern intermountain region. Snow and low-elevation rain will develop over this area into the northern Rockies during the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Riverside, California, to a low of 9 below zero at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 20. The record high, 63, set in 1976. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:40 p.m. 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, windy, and much colder today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear and cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, windy, much colder today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the middle and upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, much colder today with flurries and snow showers around and highs in the lower 20s. Clearing and cold tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, windy, and much colder today with highs in the lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the middle and upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, windy, much colder today with highs right around 30. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, seasonably cold, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, milder Sunday, near 50. Some snow or rain showers Monday morning, then increasing sun, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy Tuesday in the lower to mid-40s. Rain likely Wednesday in the mid-40s, and windy and colder, partly sunny Thursday, with highs back into the lower and middle 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.